produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hello, I am Chief Chi of South Africa, and you are listening to the Need for Liberty radio broadcast.
Sister, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yeah.
And they call me, if you call on Jesus, he will. You ought to tell somebody, yes, he will. He'll answer prayer. And I just want somebody to know something right now. That Peter began to let us know our joy got to be so to, it's just unspeakable. Get to the point you can't even describe it. And they had something out that was something like a candy some time ago. They say indescribable delicious. And that's the way the joy of the Lord is. It's just something that you don't have words to adequately describe. Somebody said, what do you mean? My back been up against the wall before. And if it had not been for the joy of the Lord, I would have lost it way back then. But it was the joy of God said, hang on in there. You don't hear what I'm saying. I kept on clapping my hands when I didn't feel like clapping it. I kept on patting my feet when I didn't feel like patting it. I kept on giving God glory when I didn't feel like giving him glory. Because the devil was saying, you won't make it through this trial. But I kept on telling God, I got to get into survival mode. I can't lay down and let the devil chop the life out of me. And God said, you shall survive your trial. Y'all better witness to somebody and tell them, you shall survive your trial. God got a delivery day with your name on it. You shall survive what you're dealing with. I know the devil don't want to see your progress. I know the devil don't want to see you going to higher heights and to deeper depths. But I dropped out to tell you today that God got you in survival mode. Tell somebody, don't push the panic button, but stay in survival mode. You better stay where you can hear. You can hear the word of God. You got to stay where you can be sustained by the word of God. You got to stay where you can be lifted by the word of God. You're going to survive. You're going to survive this thing. And I know it don't look too good. I know things look dark. But tell somebody, just hang on in there. There's a morning time that's coming in your life. You've been weeping, but if you can hang on in there, there's some joy coming in the morning. Yes, it is. There's joy that surmises itself in your life. You shall survive. Put your hand on your head. Say, God, I thank you. I thank you for my mind. If I hadn't had my mind, I could not have survived. I would have lost it way back then when I read the doctor report. But thank you for my mind. I shall survive. Thank you, Lord. I would have lost it when it walked off and left me. But I just want to thank you. Thank you for my mind. I would have lost it when it brought me the peace slip. But you kept my mind. Oh, thank you. I just want to thank you for everything that you done. Thank you for how you kept me when I couldn't see my way. Thank you for the door that you opened. Hey! I'm through. Y'all come on, Santa. Hey, glory. I just want to tell him thanks. Is there anybody up in here? Don't mind thanking God for the tunnels that he's taking you through. Thank him for the rivers you crossed. Thank him for the mountains you overcome. Thank him. I'm through. Oh, Lord. Get ready to get out of here. But the devil try to pronounce defeat in your life. But you need to tell somebody, you are not defeated. The devil try to make you become the victim. But look at the neighbor, tell him, you are victorious. Grab them by the hand right now. Just grab them and hold them. Don't worry about them. They'll be all right. You'll be able to spray your hands after a while. Just grab them right now. I said, neighbor, I don't know what you've been dealing with, but I'm a prophesy in your life. You are healed. You are delivered. And you are free. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy upon your house. I prophesy on your money. I prophesy in your relationship. I prophesy on your job. The glory. You are free. And you're going to survive this thing. The devil is a lie. Should have never let you get here today. But since you're here, we might as well praise and magnify. Since you're here, we might as well give him glory. Since you're here, we might as well lift him up. They told us when we were coming up that you cannot afford to let the devil drive. Because if you let him drive, or ride rather, he gonna wanna drive. They said, don't even let him ride. That's what they said. Because if he ride, he gonna wanna drive. And if he drive, he gonna wreck you. So don't even let him ride. And so the saints used to sing a song all the time. You don't know like I know. And I used to say, what are they talking about? And somebody answered, what he's done for me. And that helped people survive their trial. Because if God brought you through your, if God kept you while you was in the midst of it. No, I don't know like you know. But one thing about it, you can't tell it like I can tell it. Oh, what the Lord has done for me. Has God been real good? Has it been real good to anybody up in here? Oh, Lord, Say, somebody lift them hands and you've been real good to me, Lord. You've been better to me than I can be to myself. You've been real good. You opened up doors seemingly shut. You've been real good. Paved ways. You've been real good. Equip my mind. You've been real good. Lifting weights and burdens. Been real, real good. Mending a broken heart. Banning a wounded spirit. Trying to feel sane. Nobody but you. Oh, Lord. You've been real kind. And I just want to tell you, thank you, sir. Thank you for your kindness. Much obliged for everything that you've done for. Much obliged for how far you brought me. Oh, hey, nobody but you.
Hands lifted. Get them up. 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 You're going to survive this thing. You're going to survive your trial. Devil said what you can't do. The devil, he is not in charge. God is in charge. And I don't care how he's trying to say this year going to be a repeat. The devil is a lie. You're going to stand on the word of God. I don't care what the storm looked like when they saw Jesus walking on that stormy sea. And somebody says a ghost, but Jesus said, it is I. Peter said, Master, he said, bid me to come unto you. And he simply said, come. Peter started walking. He was walking. His eyes started focusing on the waves that was dashing. Boisterous wind was sending the waves high, shifting around him. And he began to sink. Somebody said, what's the analogy of that? He took his eyes off and took his mind away from the word. Peter had just thought that he got out of a ship and already defied nature and was walking to Jesus. I don't care what it looked like when Jesus said, come. He stepped out, and somebody said, stepped on the water. No, he didn't. He stepped out on the word and stood on it. The word kept him afloat. He stepped out on one word, come. And when he got on that word, he just walked on come. But the good thing about Peter, that even though he got off track just that quick, he didn't have time for a long drawn out prayer. He just said, Lord, save me. And God reached out and pulled him up immediately. Right now, he's throwing out the lifeline. Some of you know what the word, you walked out there, but then you got discouraged and you got bent out of shape. Some of you just need saving. You in this building right now, there's three words that you need in your life. Lord, save me. Whoever you are, I want you to meet me down here right now. I don't want you to wait no longer. That's right. Come on, son. Find yourself out there sinking. Come on home. Come on in here. That's right. Come on. That's what I call repentance. That's what I call laying it out before God. Hallelujah. Lord, save me. Hallelujah. Not worried about what you folk think and how you look at it. That's right, child. Come on down. Hallelujah. That's right. Come on down. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, save me. Somebody else, that's right. Come on, where are you? Come on, come on. Hallelujah, that's right. That's right. Why seek when he's throwing out the lifeline? Somebody's seeking today, but you better come on. Hallelujah.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.